Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about you, you know, there's your show.
Okay.
appreciate that, though.
No problem. No problem, Will. No problem. It's no problem that you don't want to tell my audience what's going on in your life.
Well, I mean, I wish. I mean, nothing really much going on. That's why, you know, trying to keep my options open and, you know, trying to, you know, improve.
Will is doing some homework. Man, I thought we were in Brooklyn College anymore. What the hell is going on here? Brooklyn College is over.
Well, yeah, you know. I guess that's some term papers to do.
This guy's doing essays and financial aid applications. It sounds like that's what you're doing right now.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Mine's the financial aid school.
Yeah, but yeah, let's move on. You could, I guess you could talk more about that on your show, right? But if other people want to sign on and for that position that you were telling me off the air.
Well, yeah, you know, they could always, you know, check that out, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, Saturday night, I'm eating some cashews, honey roasted cashews. I'm watching.
Those taste good?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Those taste really good, man. I love cashews. I love nuts. Not the nuts, you know, you guys are thinking about. Nuts that you actually eat. Plenty of nuts.
Wait, of course.
Yeah. So, nuts, I love cashews, I love pistachios. I love all those stuff. But the honey roasted cashews are the best.
Yeah, and honey roasted peanuts are good too.
They make a brother want to slap his grandma. Okay, for honey roasted cashew nuts, man.
I thought you were going to say that Mr. Planner's, that peanut.
No.
With the monocle and, you know.
Now these, I bought these cashew honey roasted nuts from Rite Aid. The one near my house. It's like about 7-8 blocks away from my house.
Mm.
Delicious.
Yep.
But, Yeah, so, I
bet I know what's going to be the number one topic you're talking about, which everybody has been talking about this whole week.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dude is nuts.
Nuttier than honey roasted cashews?
Nuttier than my honey roasted nuts. Yeah, this guy's, man, this guy's been running all over the place. He's been on TV talk shows. Radio shows.
Yeah, he's been on every show.
Every show. Just talking
crazy. I've actually seen him on reruns.
Yep.
That's how he's on TV all the
time. This guy's talking about how he's a winner.
Yep. Winning, duh.
He's winning. Yeah, he's winning. He's on a drug called Charlie Sheen. And he's let people come into. He's let these reporters come into his mansion. And come into his porn room, and this guy's dating like two hot women right now. One of them is former porn star Brie Olsen, and he's dating her. He's dating this marijuana magazine model. I think her name is Natalie Keeley. I think he's dating both of them at the same time, and they're living.
Yeah.
They're all living together.
Yep.
And he's not ashamed of this, of admitting this.
Nope. Not at all. Hey,
he's almost like a polygamist, if you look at it.
That is what he is. I mean, except it's not, you know...
Yeah, it's not married to them. You know, it's just his girlfriends.
But probably, you know, maybe he'll take it to that level. Who knows?
Man, this guy's being brutally honest. He's admitting his drug use, his fucking being a polygamist. And he's calling a... And he attacked the creator of Two and a Half Men, Chuck Lorre. He called him by his Hebrew name, Chaim Levine. And now, you know, because of that, people are saying that Charlie Sheen is anti-Semitic now.
Yeah, I was reading, I think just today, a newspaper a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was today, but I noticed it was from a couple of days ago. And his wife was Jewish.
Yeah, his wife is Jewish. I think his mother's Jewish also, so that makes him Jewish.
Well, yeah, because his father is that Hispanic, Martin Sheen.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess, you know, he's not really anti-Semitic, but then again, Jewish people could get away with attacking other Jewish people, just like black people get away with attacking black people.
Hmm.
No, you could get away with that, you know. If I call you a nigger, it's nothing. But white person calls you a nigger, that's when you get in trouble. That's when they get in trouble, I should say. But, yeah, it's been a whole... These last few weeks has been a crazy week for Charlie Sheen. And he signed on to Twitter, and he set a Guinness Book record in one day of attracting followers. I think in just one day, he got, like, 1 million followers on his Twitter account. And he only signed up to Twitter not to talk to people, just to get paid for the ads for promoting products. That's why he's on Twitter for.
Oh, really?
Like these other celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan, who, you know, tweet products to get, you know, to get money. That's what he's doing, basically.
Right.
He signed up with a advertising company called Ad.ly. Ad.ly, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on Twitter, you know, promoting products and even, you know, posting pictures of him holding up the products. I mean, I don't know why. This guy already has millions of money in his bank account. I don't know why he needs more money.
Hey, we're rich people. You can never get enough.
And now, yeah, he's asking for, he says when the show comes back, he wants a 50% raise. He wants $3 million.
He wants to, you know, he's the
per episode,
high speed actor, I think.
Yeah, man.
So.
You guys greedy like the New York Mets.
More like the Yankees. Yeah, coming for a guy whose payroll is almost $300 million.
Well, at least the Yankees still have money, you know.
Well, we had to borrow money, you know.
Hey.
Come ask you guys. You guys are mine to sting you.
Oh, come on, please. We're already paying everyone's salary right now in tax revenue, so.
So, you can offer, you know, the Mets the $20 million.
Oh, please. What? Come on, please. We're giving everybody money, but we're being taxed, so everybody's getting a piece of our money.
I don't know if the Mets is. Mets is a big market team, even though they play like they are a small market team.
Yeah. I guess that's a conversation for your show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend.
Yep, tomorrow.
But
check that out.
But that Charlie Sheen thing, yeah, I want to play a clip of an interview he had with an ABC reporter. And just listen to this clip, and you'll hear how Charlie Sheen has been acting.
Magical radio.
He really wanted to prove to you that he is clean now.
Yes, good morning again, George. And he claims no drugs right now, but we did talk a lot about his past drug use. Charlie Sheen has never been more candid about it and makes no excuses for it. He also shared with us some of what really happened that night last month when he was rushed to the hospital after a drug-filled night with porn stars. Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all
okay,
passion.
Your passion,
yes,
is coming off as erratic,
right,
to people.
Right. Well, you borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard. Yeah, because it fires in a way that is, I don't know, maybe not from this particular terrestrial realm.
I think some of those things that you're putting out there are making people think something's wrong with you.
That has nothing to do with me, really. I mean, they're entitled to, I suppose, interpret stuff as they must.
Some
are a doctor of. What
some
are, you
are saying
of?
That you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not going to happen. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what? If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes and is like in the corner like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault? Shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Have you had any celebrities reach out to you to try and help you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and just radical people. And they're not telling me what to do.
Who gave you the best piece of advice?
Well, they didn't give me any advice. And within that, there's great advice. It was just love. And so, you know, just to see, it's oftentimes says unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID and it's like, winning.
When was the last time you used?
I use a blender, I use a vacuum cleaner, I use, household items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
Yes, when was the last time you took drugs?
Such an AA, stupid expression or term. I don't remember. I do not remember.
A week ago, 2 weeks
ago,
2 days ago.
6 weeks. I don't know. It was a couple days before the suits rolled in and said, change it. Change everything. We're shutting you down.
Tell me about the last time you took drugs.
The last time I took drugs, I probably took more than anybody could survive. You know?
What are we talking about? How much?
I don't know, man. I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
How do you survive that?
Because I'm me. I'm different. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, I got tiger blood, man.
You don't worry that you're going to die when you take that many drugs?
Dying's for fools.
But you're only human.
Now, there's certain blends I will not entertain because that's how people go down. I'm too smart to do that. So, I'm sorry for the guys that happened to, but, you should have read the directions before you showed up at the party,
So you actually have a strategy about how you take your drugs?
No, I just have a couple of rules. I don't know if it's a strategy.
You're clean right now.
Sure.
So is this better now? Your life now, clean with your children.
Yeah,
Is it better than being on drugs?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. No, it doesn't compare. They're whole different realities, There's great things about both, but what I'm harnessing now is absolute, focus.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. It's exciting. I've come back from a place that, people can put labels on it and they can figure all this stuff out. They can try to like normalize it, boring, stupid, and that's fine. But for me, it's I've just answered to a higher calling and it happened in the blink of an eye and I'm totally excited by it,
Are you worried you're going to relapse?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not going to, period, the end.
But how do you
I blinked and I cured my brain. That's how. Everybody has the power. It's because everybody, can't is the cancer of happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can't is the cancer of happen. I can't do it. The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Oh, okay. Just try it. No, just do it, man.
But you love to party.
I mean, what's not to love?
Especially
when you see how I party, man. It was epic. The run I was on made Sinatra, Flynn, Jagger, Richards, all of them just look like, droopy-eyed, armless children.
When you look back at the last time you used drugs, are you disgusted with yourself? Or do you think, how could I have done that?
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
You're proud of that party moment?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Why would you be?
Because I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives. And that's a gift, man.
One of the women said that she was afraid she might OD. One of the women who was here.
What's that got to do with me?
You're showing them the party.
I just, that's got nothing to do with me. That's all on her. And if she does, I'm sorry.
You say that you like the feeling of being on drugs and it's exciting and fun.
Not anymore. It bored the hell out of me after a while. I was like, okay, let's try something else.
How can anyone believe that you will stay clean, given your track record?
I'm not interested in what people believe. I'm interested in what I believe, and I believe in the truth. And that's what rules me.
And Charlie Sheen did end up taking that drug test while we were in his home. He passed the urine test, but also took a more comprehensive blood test that would reveal if even more drugs were taken.
Winning, duh. Crazy.
That's like the best line of the whole thing.
This guy is out of his mind, you see.
He must still think he's in Major League.
Yeah, talking about Major League, they're making a Major League 3, and they decided not to put him in the movie, and now he's mad.
Oh, word? Word? Yeah. They're not putting him in the movie?
Yeah, he's not a part of the movie.
That would make any sense.
Yeah, now he's pissed off about that, too.
That's kind of stupid.
Yeah, everything's pissing him off now. I like his honesty, but, man, he's going on these rants that have made him look like a madman.
I mean, I appreciate his honesty, too, but this guy, like you said, he is great. I mean, this guy is, I don't know if he's being completely honest, but I think he believes what he's saying.
I think so, too.
I don't know what he thinks.
Or else he wouldn't be talking like this.
I don't know if what he's saying is true or if he just believes his own lies or whatnot, but it sounds like he believes what he's saying. I don't know if it's true.
Crazy. But, I like the fact that he's banging two hot women. I mean, I wish I could do that. Well, actually, I have done that. What am I saying? I have done that before.
I guess, you have to have that winning mentality. Duh.
Yeah, but let's move on. Too much Charlie Sheen, man. It's just poisoning, it's just interfering with our daily lives by thinking about Charlie Sheen.
Because they pretty much, you just have to put on the TV and he's going to say something.
I mean, he's there.
He took over Bieber Fever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then before
every
people
channel,
Gaga.
Every channel, man.
Yep.
Yeah, another news. Christina Aguilera, she got into another incident this past week. Her boyfriend was driving. She was in the passenger seat of the car that her boyfriend was driving, and he was driving drunk. So they stopped him, and they stopped her, and they found out that she was drunk also. Even though she was just a passenger in the car, they still arrested her because she was drunk with him. So I guess she had to spend the night in jail, and people are pleading for her to go to rehab, but she's not getting it through her head for some reason. You know, it's making her look like Snooki from Jersey Shore, but I don't know what's going on. She doesn't want to go.
Yeah, the celebrities, man, they don't want to listen.
People, these girls are drinking. Like, another one, Demi Lovato.
What?
Remember, that was another one who was, was it drugs or did she have alcohol?
Yeah.
Alcohol, right?
I think she was cutting herself, too. But I don't know. She might have
cutting herself.
I think that was one of part of it too.
Oh,
I think she might have been smoking and or drinking.
Yeah,
and she was cutting herself.
Yeah, what's up with these Disney stars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christina, she used to be with that dumb.
Oh yeah, Britney Spears.
Yeah, Disney.
You're right.
What was it called?
The Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, Mickey Mouse Club. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a revamped version. Because they had one in the 50s with, like, an Funicello and stuff like that.
Yeah. Damn Disney / Mickey Mouse Club. Fucking doing drugs and alcohol and having babies.
Charlie Sheen was in there, too.
Winning, duh. Yeah. Now this is hot girl, Demi Lovato. Like, they're kicking off her show, that Sunny and Chance show, I think it's called.
No, really?
They're going to rename it Sunny. No, actually, they're going to rename it So Random.
So what?
So Random. That's the name of the show now.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're going to kick her off, I guess, because she had those, alcohol or drug problem, whatever it was. Mm. She had to go to rehab, you know. And she's a good-looking girl, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She just has to get her act together. And, she's dating that douchebag, Wilder Valderrama, from the 70s show.
Yep.
She should be dating a guy like me.
Yeah, maybe anyway. She's going to listen to the show right now and, you know.
Yeah. I could send her, what do you call that, a pic of my penis.
What are you, Brett Favre?
Yes. Duh.
Winning. Oh, yeah, I forgot winning.
Yeah, anyway.
You should get that trademark.
Yeah, well, actually, he's thinking about that. I heard that somewhere that they're thinking about trademarking that. Crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 minutes left in the show. I just want to talk about quickly, this past week I went to see that comedy Hall Pass with Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good movie, except for a few gay scenes in the movie. And there's one scene in that movie in particular where Owen Wilson's in the jacuzzi and he falls asleep in the jacuzzi and then wakes up and starts drowning. And these two naked dudes, one black, one white, come to save him. And as they're pulling him up from the jacuzzi, the camera zooms in on these guys' penises. And
oh,
you see,
man,
the white guy with a tiny little penis, and the black guy has a huge, humongous black stallion cock right next to Owen Wilson's head. Like it's some kind of freaking fire hose or something. It was so gay, man, I had to turn away because I couldn't take it.
Yo, man. If I was him, I could not be in SVM, so.
And they focused on, like, they kept the focus on the penises, too. Like, it wasn't just a quick zoom in. They freaking left it on there, it seemed, for, like, minutes. It was so gay, man.
Man, this is...
Of course, the I went with one of my female coworkers, and she liked it, of course, but, but, you know, I'm not really into cocks, because I'm straight.
Obviously.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you didn't see that movie... Yeah, man, if you're going to see Hall Pass, make sure when the jacuzzi scene comes up, put a blindfold on, because you're going to need it.
Yeah, I'm sure the male listeners on the show are going to follow your advice.
Yeah, they're going to follow my instructions. They better. But other than that, it was a good movie. It was funny. There's this one hot blonde girl in the movie. You get to see her breasts. She looks really hot. She kind of looks like Ben Stiller's wife.
Mm.
But much, much hotter.
Oh, the chick that played Marsha in the Brady Bunch movie.
Yeah, she kind of looks like her.
Is that the one in the commercial that he one of the characters was taking like a visual snapshot of her?
No, that's not the one. No, I know what you're talking about. No, that's not the one. It's not the one.
And what about that chick that one of the guys showed that she stands with ugly girls so it can make her.
Yeah, that was just one scene in the when they were like at a club or something, and this old dude was showing them that some girls like they surround themselves with cute girls just to make themselves look better.
Yeah, and then the commercial covers their face like, see, it ain't.
Yeah, she's really ugly. Yeah, because the cute girls surrounding her make her look pretty.
But in real life, it seemed like the pretty girls hang out with each other, and, you know, that just, you know.
Actually,
yeah,
I think
pretty.
Some pretty girls have some ugly friends. I think it's the other way around. But, hey, whatever. But it's a good movie, you know. The whole concept of the movie is that their wives, you know, the two guys in the movie, the characters are, you know, it's Owen Wilson and that guy from SNL, Jason Sudeikis.
Mm-hmm.
They play the two guys who, are always getting into trouble with their wives about, you know, thinking about other women and doing stupid stuff. And one of the wives, well, two of the wives are played by Christina Applegate and, what's her name, Jenna Fisher from The Office. So they get fed up and tired of, you know, their husband's antics and decide to give them a hall pass. So the guys could do whatever they want for 1 week. And the guys, they decide to, you know, go clubbing, play sports, watch movies, try to find girls to bang. But in the end, you know, they realize, you know.
You don't want to spoil it for the people.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil everything. But, you know, in the end, they realize that, you know, their wives are the most important things in their life and that they shouldn't be, you know, looking at other girls and fantasizing about other women other than their wives, you know, so. It's a good movie. Go see it. Just watch out for that, for that cock scene. Other than that, it's a funny movie. You should go see it, Will.
I don't know if I'll check it out, but except for that part. I don't know. It does look like an interesting movie, but.
Yeah, it's funny.
Thanks for the heads up, man.
No problem. Anytime. You know, I keep my audience, I keep them up to date on all the movies. All the movies out, so. Alright, and with that said, I'll see you guys next week on IMAX. And for me, McCoy Matthew, and William Ramo, see you next week.